The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Tomorrow is a very important day in Greenville County as you're set to go to the polls in the GOP primary for the Greenville County Sheriff. This is an important election. We've got to get this right. I know you're tired of hearing me say that, but we do. It's very important. I'm going to be joined this morning, throughout the morning, with the five gentlemen whose name will appear on the GOP ballot tomorrow, starting this morning with Darius Hall. Darius is a captain with the Greenville County Sheriff's Office. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing well.
Good. You all set for tomorrow? Big day.
Oh yes, I'm ready to go.
I like that attitude. Let's talk for a minute, Captain. You've been a captain with the Sheriff's Office. How long now?
Well, I think I've been a captain for approximately about 2 years, close to it, give or take, just a few weeks.
And what areas do you oversee in the Sheriff's Office?
I currently have a chaplain's program where I don't want to use the word supervised chaplains. I'm not a pastor. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is I manage the chaplains. I manage our Adopt-A-Cop program, the Ride-Along program. I had the Citizens Advisory Board before it was disbanded, where we had a group of citizens that would come in and talk about problems and issues inside the community. But probably one of the most important things I do is I go out in the community and I work with our youth, trying to save them from getting into gangs, drug use. And also I work directly with a lot of our pastors and activists who have major concerns with law enforcement and community issues.
Sure, sure. Let's talk for a minute on why you decided to run for sheriff.
Well, I've said it several times, I'm a professional police officer. This is all that I do. During the time I've been here, I've worked from uniform patrol, narcotics, in the gang unit, and eventually got on command staff and doing the community services that I do now. And the bottom line is I have a lot of concerns about the safety of our citizens here in Greenville. I don't feel like it's the safest place that it could be to visit or to live. And I have the skill set to help get it to that place, manage the sheriff's office to get it to that place. And I have to be the sheriff to implement those plans. Over the years, I have offered ideas, and all great ideas at the sheriff's office, despite who gives the idea, it starts or stops, or both, at that front office where the sheriff sits.
Sure. Yeah. I was curious. You're quoted in the Greenville News. You said, "I'm an expert in every single thing that's a problem here in Greenville," and you call out narcotics, human trafficking, and SWAT. You said the only thing that's ever slowed me down has been the sheriff. Do you want to expand on that?
Well, yes, sir. I'm similar to what I just stated. I mean, just you could come in, and I give you a perfect example. We're currently running a joint task force in narcotics. Well, I'm a graduate of the narcotics commander's class that we spent our tax dollars to send me to for a 40-hour class. Well, we brought that same idea back approximately, I want to say it's about 2009 when I went to that class, and the answer was no. So that idea started and stopped in that corner office.
Yeah.
So that's just one example. And, I mean, you take it the same issues with gangs. We had an opportunity to work with the GRATE program, which, you know, helps get children out of gangs. Same thing with the Gravity program. The city's doing it. We could have worked that jointly together and shared resources. Bottom line is, I've said multiple times, we have already spent our tax dollars preparing me to be our sheriff. This is all I do, other than activities outside of work. This is all I care about doing. I've never left Greenville, and this is all I want to do for years to come.
Sure. Why do you suppose that those programs that you just cited, why do you suppose that the sheriff at the time chose not to participate in those?
Well, during that time, we sat in the meetings when we talked about it, and the bottom line is we had a very pleasant conversation with the city when we talked about working jointly together, and the sheriff at the time, once we left that meeting, basically just said, we're really not going to do that, but check into it. Mm-hmm. And eventually that's what happened. It's my understanding we did not apply for the grants. The city did, and they moved forward. I'm not sure how that entire process worked as far as how much money they received for the program and whether or not they still have funding. I'm not a part of the city, but I do know people who still work in that program, and I think they're doing the best they can with the resources we have, and we're responsible for the whole county, municipalities included, and we should be working together. And the county's doing zero about it, but that's my passion. People have asked me, why didn't you help when you were running games? Because I was not allowed to. Everything starts and stops with our sheriff.
Sure.
And that's what I want to do. I want to be the sheriff so we can get started making this place a safe place to live in. Yeah, this is our home.
Yeah. Well, and again, with me this morning, Captain Darius Hall, whose name will be on the ballot tomorrow in the GOP primary in Greenville County. So much depends on funding. Obviously, it takes money for all of these programs. How do you intend to convince Greenville County Council that more funding is needed for the sheriff's office?
Well, I talk about relationships a lot, and I have some relationships with some of the members of council. I'll continue to work on that as sheriff. But the bottom line is, when you're right and you have a relationship with people, it's very hard to tell you no. The last thing you need to do is just make them understand, you know, why you need this. I think the people on council are sharp people, and they'll get it if it's explained to them properly. And if it's dealt with mutual respect, they will be willing to help us. Secondly, I've talked about getting community partners, and that's, again, a relationship and partnership that I've talked about over the weeks. We can actually help people who are willing to give us some funds in exchange for some, you know, just some publicity stated, hey, this company, this particular person has worked with us, and they get a tax break. We get to spend some of the dollars they give to us, and it's a win-win for the entire community, and it's all agreeable being inclusive to make us a safer place to live.
Yep. All right, so we got a couple of minutes left here. Talk with me about your priorities. If the Republicans choose you tomorrow and you go on to win in March, what are your priorities as sheriff?
Well, making Greenville the safest place to live, that is the priority. And our visit for the people coming to see us, we are one of the top destinations to visit. And it's going to have to start with me setting an example inside the agency and working through the agency to get this done. I would set the standard. Inside the office, it would be very unpleasant for people to not do what we would call the right thing. And it would be very comfortable, and you'd be rewarded for doing the right thing, which is your job, and doing it to the best of your abilities. When the community see us doing that, and that enthusiasm oozes out into the community, then you will see a cultural change, which I call our law enforcement culture, in relationship with the community, from professionalism and mutual respect. Once again, I'll say we will start working together as one Greenville, because we do have a divide mm-hmm. between the community and a portion of our law enforcement.
Sure. Obviously, Captain Hall, you know, the sheriff's office, they've been through some tough times these past few years. In about 30 seconds, everyone says, I'm going to restore the trust. How do you restore that trust?
Well, doing what you say you're going to do it in an accurate and timely manner. Also, having the fortitude to stand there and tell a person no and explain to them why,
sure.
whether it's an employee or the community. You don't have to say yes to everything to be liked and to be professional. And as your public affairs captain, that is what I keep hearing, is we don't do what we say we're going to do.
Yep, yep. Captain Darius Hall, good luck to you tomorrow, sir, as your name's on the ballot. Thank you for your time this morning. Have a wonderful Monday.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Sure.